Blog Talk Radio.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill.
Let your all-consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us. Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say, rain on us.
Rain on us.
Somebody needs him to breathe.
Rain on
us. Shower down.
Shower down.
Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord.
Whoa. Refreshing glory, saturate.
We see your glory. We see your glory, Lord. You're high and you're lifted up. And your train fills the timber. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 holy,
all on today, truly. I say greetings in the precious name of Jesus. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Again, we will rejoice and be glad therein. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you all to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I'm your host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Amen. Truly, that record said to rain on us. How many need the Lord to rain on them on today? I don't know about you, but I need the Lord to reign in my life each and every day. I'm not talking about the natural rain that falls from the clouds, but I'm talking about the rain that God pours upon his people. I'm talking about the blessings. I'm talking about the peace. I'm talking about the prosperity in Christ Jesus. Truly, we need the Lord to reign on us, pour out his Holy Spirit on us. Hallelujah, hide us in the cliff of the rock. Keep us under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, I feel this thing this morning. I need the Lord to reign in my life each and every day. Lord God, when I'm going through, reign upon me, Lord. When I can't see my way, reign upon me, Lord God. When I have problems and situations on every hand, reign on me, Lord Jesus. That was Ernest Q singing, rain on us. Amen. Oh, man, I'm so happy on today. I was also rejoicing from yesterday, 12-12-12. Hallelujah. Some people had a scare. But I'm so glad I have my confidence in the man that I know could never fail, the man that I know could never lie, the man that I know that won't ever forsake me. He said when my mother and my father forsake me, then he would take me up. Hallelujah. So I wasn't distraught. I wasn't confused. My mind wasn't fretting over 12-12-12, because God is the God of the universe. Hey, hallelujah. And he said, no man know the day or the hour. He said that he hid it from the angels. He didn't even reveal it to his son, Jesus Christ. So therefore, we don't know when Jesus is coming. We don't know when the trump is going to be sound. But it behooves us to stay ready. It behooves us to prepare like a bride is preparing for a wedding day. Hallelujah. To meet the groom, we have to be ready. We have to not be getting ready. We have to be ready, people of God. So don't be moved. When they say he's here, don't be moved. When they say he's there, don't be moved. Hallelujah. They say there's a record. Say there's a stranger in the city, and he's healing. Hallelujah. all you have to do is get in this word, connect with God's holy word, and the word is true. Hallelujah. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word is forever settled. It's already settled. Whatever he said, he meant it. Whatever he meant, he's going to perform it. Amen, amen. So don't be moved, people of God. God is not mocked. For whatever man sow, that will he also reap. Amen. So I'm happy today. Today is 12-13-12. Huh? We're over 12-12-12. I was riding yesterday and heard one of the gospel announcers saying, hey, call us, call in. If anything strange happened to you on today, call in. That was yesterday, 12-12-12. Hallelujah. Well, the only strange thing that happened is the Bible says, thinking not strange of the fiery trials of men. They've come to test you. Hallelujah. The Antichrist has already set up his throne. He's already reigning. Oh, but I thank God that he's just mighty in the earth. But my God is almighty. He's almighty because he made the heavens and he made the earth. He made every creature. Ah, you're the He made everything that breathed. God breathed. God gave them life. Amen. So I'm not moved. I'm not discouraged. I'm not quick to go running here and there. Oh, Lord, my word, my Bible tells me what the beginning is. My Bible tells me what the end is. Hallelujah. And all I have to do is stay focused on Jesus. Stay focused on Jesus. He is the way. He is the light. Ah, hallelujah. And as long as you got that light, you don't have to worry about walking around in darkness. First Lady Cal. Yeah, yeah, no more. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to First Lady Karen, have her to just give us a word of greeting, hallelujah, and open up with the word of prayer, amen. And we're going to get right on into our subject on today, hallelujah. Maybe First Lady Carol, the Lord can give her something. We're talking about our subject today, First Lady Carol, is love requires sacrifice. And I didn't know that you were going to sign on early on the line today, but God knew it. Hey, no more Shia. Hallelujah. I didn't have anybody scheduled to speak today. We were just going to have some discussion on this topic. And we're taking our scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 13. So I want you to open up with the word of prayer for us today, and we're going to get right on into this subject matter on today. First Lady Carol.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God, and to all those that are listening in this afternoon, this evening. Truly, I count it a privilege once again to come before God's people and in his presence with thanksgiving and praises. Father God, we bless your name this evening. Father God, we thank you for the God that you are in our lives. Father God, we thank you that you are our Father, you are our Daddy, but yet you are our King and our Lord. You're everything to us, and we are ever so grateful and mindful of it, Father God, and we want to please you more than anything else in this life. Father God, we want to be the vessels of honor and not of dishonor. We want to make you a smile upon your face each and every day, and that you're glad that you created us in your image, Father God. And we thank you for the destiny that you're taking us to, every level that you take us to, every trial and tribulation that you take us through. We thank you and we thank you because it blesses us to know the God that you are, and that you are everything. You are El Shaddai. You are the God that is more than enough. You will supply every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you because we press for the higher calling in you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, bless everyone on the line. Father God, open up our minds that we may have more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word, Father God, so we may go out and execute it and let it come forth in the mighty name of Jesus and be creative to change this universe as well as change our own destiny and our own lives. Father God, we want to be that light, that city that sits upon a hill. Not be hidden, Father God. We want your Shekinah glory to benefit and to spring out of us in the name of Jesus as wells of living water for those that are dying, Father God. Lord, we want to be that perfect image of you. in the name of Jesus. And God, bless your word on today. Bless every ear that hears, Father God, and help us to maintain your word and for it to change us and to bring us into a higher level and a higher calling in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady. We certainly appreciate that and certainly appreciate you being on the line on today. We had a wonderful time on yesterday because I'm not apologizing today, but you know, when I saw that 12, I knew it was 12, 12, 12, but the people of God can't be moved by all this crazy stuff that all of these psychics and these horoscope folks and all this stuff that they analyze what's going to happen in the future. Well, God is the only one who knows the future because he knows our heart. He said, I know your thought from afar. He said, before your thought even entered into your mind, I already knew what you were thinking, First Lady. So what I want you to do, if we have a little time today, we're talking about love. Love requires sacrifice. See, folks want to love with their lips. They want to tell you they love you, First Lady. But they're not willing to make a sacrifice. They're not willing to give up anything. They're not willing to have you have anything that you need of them. Amen. They're not willing to call upon something and say, hey, this is what it is. No, love requires something. What is requiring? I mean, I have a need of. It's something that I have a call. I'm calling authoritatively to. You know, hey, when you speak, you know, you say, hey, I have need of this. The master say, I have need of this. I have need of you. So require, the master have a need of us. He have a need for us to love one another. He have a need for us not to shut up our bowels of compassion. He say, if you see your brother and your sister in need and you shut up your bowels of compassion, how blooded love of God in you. Hey, if you love your brother and your sister, it requires a sacrifice. Hallelujah. If you're driving in your car and you see your brother and sister standing in the rain, not even if they're standing in the rain at the bus stop, what would it do to you to offer them a ride? Your brother, your sister have need of you. How can we say we love the Lord every day? Hallelujah. We say we love the Lord, but yet I see First Lady Carol every day, and I can't stand. Hallelujah. I wish you would sit down. Wish you would shut up. How dwelleth the love of God? Jesus said, how can you love me whom you've never seen and you hate your brother that you see every day? So we're talking about love requires sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? A sacrifice is to surrender or devote something, to give up something for the sake of. Jesus gave up his life for the sake of all mankind, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. He gave up something. He sacrificed. God sent him to make the ultimate sacrifice. But he didn't want to do it because remember the Bible says he suffered at all points just like us. Hallelujah. But he knew no guile. No guile was found in his mouth. He suffered, First Lady Carol. That was an ultimate sacrifice. Who's willing today to lay down your life for your sister and your brother? Who's willing today to lay down your life for a friend? Who's willing today to lay down your life for your children, for your mother or your father? Well, Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice. So we're talking in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I'm going to turn it over to First Lady Carol. She got a little time to hang with us today, and I'm going to let her expound a little bit on this. Love requires sacrifice. First Lady.
Praise God. God bless you. I was just enjoying what I was hearing. Because, and you can go down the path I was going to go. Christ loved us. God loved us so. He sacrificed and put his son, sent his son in the flesh to die for a sinful nature. Let glory, let his authority, his lordship, his kingsmanship to come down in his filthy flesh and to sacrifice the heavenly and heavenlies to come down here to this nasty earth and to sin and muck and mar just for us, to know us, to want us to be in a better life. You know, and love, sacrifice, love is a denial of oneself. When you can deny yourself for someone else, that's love. Love is an action. You can say, I love you all day long, but treat me like dirt. You don't love me. If you say you love me and you never want to be around me, you don't love me. If you say you love me and you see I'm hurting and I'm asking for you and you don't respond to me, you don't love me. You know, and see, and that's what we have to love. Love is action. You feel love. You can feel love. And so, Bernard, when I first met you, I felt the love of God. And as I begin to see you more and more, be around you more and more, we don't talk every day and all day, but our spirits connect. Hallelujah. The love of God in you, it connects. And many others that we entreat, we can feel that love. I thought about when I was married for 34 years to a pastor. He's going on to be with the Lord now. And we were going through some things in our marriage, you know, but the scripture was saying, and I had a right to leave him, but the scripture kept saying to me, woe to the shepherd that scatters the flock. Woe to the shepherd that scatters the flock. I say, Lord, I say, I ain't the pastor. I got in that mood. I ain't the pastor. But he said, but you are one. And he's in leadership, and you beside him. And I said, these people love him so. But I said, I am free. I don't have to be under this bondage. But the love of God's people, I had to deny my freedom and to stay in a relationship. Felt unwanted, unloved, being misused, abused, and for God's people. Hallelujah. I don't regret it today. But I said, Lord, I was a beaten wife. Even though my husband was a pastor, I was beaten. Hallelujah. And cheating on and the whole nine yards. But I stayed. And people are like, well, you should have stayed. You just leave the sheep going astray. No, those souls couldn't be scattered because there were souls that were from the hedges and highways. Those are our own crack. Those that were prostitutes. We had a deliverance ministry. And I'm not bashing his name because he got it straight with God. Hallelujah. He did a great work. But my love for God, my love for God's didn't allow me to go and be free and go and get married again and be lolly dolly da da da. It didn't let me do it, you know, because I chose to sacrifice. That's a sacrifice. When you can be free and go and get happy and be married again and be happy ever after, but I chose not to. I chose to sacrifice my life for the lives of the others because I say, what are they going to do? These people been on crack out here in the streets, out of prison. What they going to do if I leave? And they looking up to this man of God because we can have, and that's why you can have a thorn in your flesh, but still have the love of God. Many people can't understand it, but when you get to that level, you'll meet those devils, and then you will have to sacrifice and know, is this love or what is this? It's not trying to be, oh, that's hypocritical. No, it's not. It's not hypocritical. It's the point of, can I do it? Can I sacrifice? Can I give up my life? Can I give up my happiness and go on with my life while others can be ruined and destroyed and won't want to go to church again after coming off the streets and being in hell already? Was it worth me to be happy, myself, and all those souls go lost and be scattered, don't know the truth? You know, so I said, Lord, I thank you. It wasn't me. It was the love of God. It was the love of God placed in me. You know, and so a lot of times the enemy and other relationships will try to make you try to take over that same character and say, well, if you did it then, you'll do it now. Oh, but the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. You know, so I thank God for love. I know what love is. I know what love ain't. You don't have to be taught how to love. That's a natural ability. within oneself, kindness. But there's a growth in love. There's deeper depth in love. Glory to God. As you say, would you lay your life down for a friend? I know what it's all about. Yes, I have. Glory to God. I've stood in the way of a young woman. She's going on to be with the Lord. Praise the, bless the name of the Lord. Her husband was coming to kill her at our home because he always was after her, beating her. He didn't want her to go to church. So she came to our home with her children, and we told her, don't worry, he's not going to touch you here. She said, but you don't know him. I said, I want you to understand, when he move, I'm going to move. If he get up, I'm going to get up to let him know it ain't going down up in here. You have to stand, you have to let the devil know I ain't playing with you either. The love of God will build up a force field against the enemy on every hand. And I want you to know that young woman, I told her, you say what you got to say. When the husband got up, I got up. I didn't wait for my husband to move or nothing. I let her know he's not going to beat you up in here because we love you. And he's going to understand that. He stood up, I stood up right there. And then he said, I sat down. I let him know, no, you're going to put your hands on her in here. That's my wife. I understand that. But you're not going to beat her up in here. And she's not going out there with you. I said, this is what God is calling for in these last and evil days, to stand up and be counted worthy of the vocation. We got the power of God in us, the love of God in us. We're supposed to love beyond the faults of one. We're supposed to love beyond the persecution of someone. We're supposed to love beyond these things. But yet, don't be ignorant of the devil's devices, you know.
Right.
Don't be falsely wrapped up in something. No, don't, you ain't going to be a fool in nothing. Because the Bible said, I'll not leave you ignorant of anything. A lot of times when we have love and people will try to captivate on that love, like they say, you're supposed to be meek. You meek. Meek don't mean to be walked over.
Come on.
That don't mean that. It don't mean that. It means to have self-control of one's motives and of one's actions. That's what that is. I'm making love. Yes, I understand you. You ain't got to holler. You ain't got to scream. Get up in my face. I understand you perfectly well. But that being meek. Hello. Not to be and ran over. No, that's not me. That ain't being meek. No, that's being made a fool of. And
come
you, because the Bible says, don't give your pearl. Don't cast your pearl among swine, or even give your that are holy to a dog, you know. And see, a lot of times we're in certain situations to cultivate and create and to bring that other person up to a higher level. When they don't get the clue, when they don't get the clue, I don't care who it is. It could be a pastor, a deacon, a missionary, evangelist, and went around the whole world. Sometimes they come in your life for a more perfect way, and they don't realize it.
And
overtake you and try to overtake you and sit you down in bondage and oppression and depression. You try to think of what the world is going on. You know, but the love, God's love, penetrates every barrier. Every barrier. A broke down dog that someone has misused so badly, and someone with love can come, and that dog will come up wounded and scarred, and to let you end because they can feel the love, and that's what it's all about. Love without dissimulation. The word says, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. You know, and this is what time it is now. And thank you for this time. I always want to call you a first lady. Bless the Lord. But God bless you, Evangelist. And I thank you for sharing this time with me. And but love is without love, the Bible says, we are nothing.
Oh, bless your name. You said mouthful of first lady, and I tell you, if there ever was a day that we need to learn what genuine love is, what true love is, it is the
Hallelujah.
Love. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that love requires sacrifice. That doesn't mean sacrifice your body for a man to abuse you and whip on you and mistreat you and handle you disrespectfully. No, God didn't say that. He said for the wives to submit themselves to their husbands. Hallelujah. He told the husbands to love your wife. Love your wife as Christ loved the church. Hallelujah. The love that Jesus had for his church. The love that Jesus had for his bride. Hallelujah. You got to treat that woman with the utmost love and the utmost care. Hallelujah. We got to realize when we do, Jesus said, if you did it to the least of them, you've done it unto me. We have to know, Patriot Greg is in the chat room today. We got to know that love requires a sacrifice. Do you think God sacrificed his son to come into the world? And to go through all of the affliction that he went through, to be whipped with many stripes, for us then to just denounce the Lord and denounce his love, and we're going to mishandle one another, we're going to dishonor one another, we're going to disrespect one another. No, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. So we're going right now to 1 Corinthians. Oh, I bless you on today, God. Didn't have nobody scheduled to speak. But you know what? Hallelujah. Apostle Paul told Timothy, his son Timothy in the gospel, he said, preach the gospel. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke. Hallelujah. You got to be ready at all times. Jesus is coming, and he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. We better get ourselves together. We better stop playing church. We better take it on. But before we go to the 1 Corinthians, let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Ah, Lord, you back with me today. Jesus, I bless you on today. 1 Timothy. Yes, Lord, I bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4. I hear you, Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. We're just going to read verse 1 and 2. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Hallelujah. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with the hot iron. Well, Sister Bernard, you might want to say, what this has to do with your subject? Love requires sacrifice. Well, let me tell you what it has to do with my subject matter. Oh, yesterday it was 12-12-12, and some people were in chaos. Some was a little confused, not a little confused, some were confused. Hallelujah. But my Bible tells me, don't be confused. When you should hear wars and rumors of wars, don't be moved. Stand on the foundation. Stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Some have fallen away from the faith, and now they're given over to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Hallelujah. They're speaking lies and hypocrisy, and their conscience have been seared. Hallelujah. We better stay firm. We better stand on this rock. What is that rock? The rock is Jesus. Hallelujah. That rock is Jesus. He's the only one. We can't be moved. Hallelujah. God sent his son in sinful flesh to die for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life. That's love. That's the ultimate love. What other person has made that kind of sacrifice for humankind? Hallelujah. I was disturbed on yesterday, and the Lord took us into Ezekiel because I had to preach on yesterday about this 12-12-12. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord today. But before I go in the Lord, just lead me another way today. Hallelujah. But we're going to get to where we're going. Turn to Romans. Hallelujah. Turn to Romans. Hallelujah. And we're going to start at. Let's start. start right here. Hallelujah. Let's start at verse 21. Hallelujah. In the book of Romans, and we're going to read down a little bit, and we're going to come on into this, because I want you to know that love requires something. It requires sacrifice. Amen. Romans 21, Lord, I hear you today. Hallelujah. Romans 21, it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful. How can you love me and you won't even lift up the name of Jesus? How can you love me when you mistreat me? How can you love me when you dishonor me? He said, Jesus said, this is the apostle saying, the apostle Paul saying, because that when they knew, they didn't glorify him as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. We profess to have all knowledge, and we know this and we know that. Hallelujah, but do you know how to love? Can you love me the way Jesus loved? Can you love the way God loved when he sent his son? Can you love like that? Hallelujah. Verse 23 says, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore? Verse 24 says, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor, hear that word again, dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. In verse 10 to 26 says, For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another. If you're going to love God, you're going to have to, God requiring something of you today. You're going to have to make a sacrifice. You're going to have to denounce all these evil thoughts. You're going to have to put away all of this sinful lust. You're going to have to put away lies and hypocrisy, and you're going to have to speak the truth in your heart. Men with men working that which is unseemly. I'm talking about love, the love of God. It requires a sacrifice. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was me. In verse 28, hallelujah, we're going to read down because God is sick of this. True love is undefiled. Hallelujah, it's not contaminated. It ain't ugly. Hallelujah. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. What are you talking about, Sister Benoit, today? Love requires sacrifice. He said, when they knew me, they didn't glorify me as God. When I pulled them up out of a horrible pit, they weren't thankful. When I gave them a new name, they came into my church. They came into the sanctuary, and they were selling. Hallelujah, they were sleeping. The priest, sons was sleeping with the sisters in the church. He said, I gave them up. He said, if you won't love me, I'm requiring something of you. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice when people have done you wrong. It's a sacrifice when you love them in spite of. It's a sacrifice when you pray for those that despitefully use you. Hallelujah. This is what I'm talking about today. Love requires a sacrifice. He said, even, and I'm reading for those that signed on late, Romans chapter 1, we're at verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God, Hallelujah, Lord, you've taken them this way in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. What is a reprobate mind? A reprobate mind is you're calling good evil and evil good. You don't know the difference because God has gave you up. Therefore, you can do any damnable thing and don't feel nothing. That's how we can come to church. We can come to church week in and week out and sit in church with bitterness and hatred in our hearts. Be our brothers and our sisters offend us, and we won't go to them. We'll go to the altar and pray. But my Bible tells me, leave, you know your brother or your sister have a heart against you, leave your gift at the altar and go and get it right with your brother and your sister. Hallelujah. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate. Look at all these evil things, Lady Cal. Debate, deceit. You know, folks want to argue. They want to, that they become confrontational. When you speak the truth, they don't like you. So they want to argue with you and debate. Deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. We done read in 1 Timothy, hallelujah, how they was led away with every evil wind of doctrine, hallelujah, disobedient to parents. Look at our children, disobedience, rebelliousness is in the land, but God is saying love is going to cost you something. Love requires sacrifice. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but we have pleasure in them that do them. Hallelujah. The Bible, Jesus is saying to us today, love requires something. What is love? Love is patient. Love is kind. It don't envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It isn't rude. It isn't self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Look at us. When folks do us wrong, we won't forgive them. Hallelujah. We won't forgive them. And we professing to have the love of Christ. I beg to differ with you. Love requires sacrifice. Love requires killing this flesh. Love requires treating your neighbors right. Jesus said, a new commandment I leave you, that you love ye one another as I have loved. Love requires sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13. I'm going to read this and I'm going to stop and I'll open up the lines for some comments. Hallelujah. Love requires sacrifice. Hallelujah. Oh, verse 1 in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity. I'm going to put love in that word charity, because this is not talking about salvation, the salvation army. This is not talking about the Red Cross. This charity is talking about love. This particular chapter is talking about how you are to treat your brothers and your sisters in Christ. What love is, God is love, and love is God. Hallelujah. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. You telling me with your lips that you love me, but your heart, Jesus says, is far from me. You're speaking it with your lips, but your action. First Lady Carol said, love is a verb. Love is an action word. You guys can't love me and there's never no action. You can't love me and you putting a knife in my back. And though I have the gift of prophecy, I don't care how much you prophesy. If you can't love, give your prophecy to somebody else because I'm not receiving it because you can't love me. You can't prophesy to God's people and don't have love and understand all mystery and all knowledge. And though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I have nothing. James said, faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. But show me your faith, and I'll show you my works. And those faith, that faith plus works going to equal some results. And though I bestow all my goods, I don't care how much money you got and how much you feed in the poor. And though you give your body to be burned, if you have not love, it profits you nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envieth not. We read that earlier. It's not, it don't body not itself. It's not puffed up. It does not act unseemly. It does not seek her own. It's not easily provoked. It thinketh no evil. It rejoiceth not in iniquity, but it rejoiceth in the truth. It beareth all things. It believeth all things. It hopeth all things. It endureth all things. Love never faileth. Let me say that again. Love never faileth. Thank you, Jesus. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, your prophecy gonna fail. They shall fail. That's what the Bible says. Sister Bernard is not saying it. That's what the Bible says. Patriot Greg just posted in the chat room. He said there's more persecution by Christians. Nope, there is more persecution of Christians by Christians than by the secular world. And I concur with you, Patriot Greg. We persecute one another. But the Bible today is telling us love requires sacrifice. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. We already, the perfect lamb, have already been slain before the foundation of the world. Jesus was slain. Hallelujah. Not for us to persecute one another, Patriot Greg, but for us to love one another. In verse 11 says, Paul begins to speak to the Corinthian church, and he says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. That's why the Bible says, desire the sincere milk of the word. Hallelujah. You ain't been in here 10 and 20 years and you still on milk? Hallelujah. Rise up. You need some meat in your body. You need some protein in your system. Hallelujah. We all with all of this garbage and envy and jealousy, hating on one another and competing up against one another. The Bible said provoke one another with good works. Be godly jealous. Godly jealous that I done went out and witnessed to some souls, that I done went out and stirred up the gift. Don't be mad because your name hasn't been called today. Well, what are you doing for the Lord? Are you doing anything for your name to be called? And even if they don't call your name, what are you doing it for? Do it as unto the Lord, First Lady Carol. Hallelujah. Whatever we're doing, we got to do it as unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul said, I put away childish things. I don't play them elementary games anymore. I grew up with Elder Deborah Martin, Paul Martin's wife. We grew up together from kindergarten all the way to 10th grade. We played some little games with one another when we was real young. But we adults now. She's serving the Lord on one end of the country, and I'm serving him on another end. When we come together, it ain't nothing but love. Hallelujah. We can love one another. We can reminisce about our childhood. Hallelujah. Ain't no envy. Ain't no jealousy. How y'all almost for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. But then shall I know even as also I am known. In verse 13, I'm going to end on this. It said, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest, hallelujah, the greatest of these is charity. I see you, Patriot God, Patriot Greg. The love of many shall wax cold. That's Bible. That's Bible. The love of many shall wax cold. Hallelujah. We have to love people. We have to love in spite of. When I think about Jesus, when I think about what he's done for me, even if I say something wrong, I don't mind asking you to forgive me. I don't mind saying forgive me. I don't mind begging your pardon because I want to see Jesus. I can't see Jesus if I never recognize you. I can't see Jesus if I don't let my love, hallelujah, be demonstrated and exercised among the saints. We're not one another enemy. First Lady Carol, you are my sister in Christ. You're not my enemy. We all have the same enemy, and that's that old slew-foot devil. He's all of our enemy. He's his method is to kill, steal, and destroy. He don't mean us no harm. I mean, he don't mean us any good. He's out to kill everything. He's out to degrade us. He's out to make us miserable. He want to kill our children. He don't want us to be happy. He don't want us to have joy. Hallelujah. He wants to create fear in our hearts where we can't serve God. But to serve God and to love your fellow man, God is requiring something of you. And that means sacrifice. You have to be willing to make a sacrifice. Patriot Greg, hallelujah, it takes something. You have to make a sacrifice. Hallelujah. God is telling us something today. When are we going? The Bible says we forever learning, but never coming into the knowledge of what he would have us to do. And then we want to, the Lord gave me a message. And this is part one, and the more going to be part two. The Lord said this. The Lord said that. But after you done finished hooping, you can't even show me no love. Sit down somewhere, please. Sit down somewhere. Hallelujah. We have to love. Like the Bible say, love. We have to love like Jesus. I don't know no other men that have laid down their life for humankind, for the whole world like Jesus did. Now, some of us are mothers and some of us are fathers. And you know if our house is on fire, if you got genuine love for your children, a mother is not going to stand idly on the side and let her child be burned. She's going to risk her life to save that child's life. And if she has to die in the fire, that's all right. I'd rather die so my baby can live. My baby's in that house. I'm going back in there. I'm going to save my child. And the father said, huh, miss, you can't go back in there. She said, I'm going back in. You ain't going to stop me. Hallelujah. That's the kind of love that we have to have. We have to have that love if we want to make it in. God is requiring something of us. Love requires sacrifice. Amen. I'm going to area code 352. Hallelujah. Last four of your numbers, 2395. Can you greet us today, caller? Bless your name. Amen. I have a call on the line. Your area code
Amen.
Is 352.
Bernard, how you doing? God bless you, sister.
Amen. Who am I speaking with?
Sister Stacy.
Hi, how you doing, Sister Stacy? God bless you today. Excuse me.
God bless you too.
God bless you, sweetheart. So happy to have you join us on today. And I tell you, oh, Lord, I feel something in the pit of my stomach, Sister Stacy.
Thank
God.
God
want us to love. Go on and give any comments you might have, sweetheart.
And you're talking about sacrifice, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take the sacrifice, but he did it for us, so we can do it for others, you know. That's what, because we're his children, and that's what he wants us to do, and that's what he called us to set us apart to do different than the world doing it. And it's right on time.
Jesus, love. Required. Thank you, Sister Stacy. I tell you, if there ever was a time, I was so fired up yesterday with about that 12. Oh, the Lord just took us a different way. And we really couldn't even get into this subject matter. We liked that the Lord instructed us to have a subject matter every week. And that way, when the men and women of God come on the line, we can all be speaking the same thing. How many know that God want us to speak the same thing? He want us to speak the same thing. So that is the way he asked me to structure this line. And this has been our destiny focus for the week. Love requires sacrifice. For yesterday we had to divert our attention to another passage. And as we begin to talk about that 12, and somebody told me it couldn't be on the line today, yesterday, because it was 12. It was fasting for 12 hours. And that was good. It's always, Bible said, men should always pray. But I said, don't be disturbed in your mind about these numbers that people put out there. The end of the world, Jesus God. Well, this is some crazy stuff. My Bible don't tell me when it's coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the angels don't know, and if God's Son, Jesus Christ, don't know, how are we going to know? So the Lord took me to Ezekiel chapter 37 when when God was speaking to the prophet Ezekiel in a vision. And he was talking about the house of Israel. And he was talking about how they was dried up, how they was not no longer performing, and how they had just left their first love. The first love was God. So they was indulging in some other things. So the Lord began to ask Ezekiel, and you all know the story. He said, can these dry bones live? And Ezekiel said, Lord, only you know that, huh? You took me out in this valley of dry bones, so only you know, Lord. Why would you ask me something that I don't have the answer to? Hallelujah. But the Lord began to tell Ezekiel to breathe life back into those bones. And he told Israel that I'm going to give you another chance. Hallelujah. You're going to live. You will not die. You're going to rise up and become a great omen. Hallelujah. That's what God is telling us today. We have to rise up and become that great army. And the only way we can become that great army is like Patriot Greg said, we got to stop persecuting one another. Hallelujah. He said the Christians, this was Patriot Greg saying in the chat room, he said there's more persecution of Christians by Christians than by the secular world. So we killing one another. The Bible tells me, my Bible tells me, if we bite and devour one another, be careful lest we all be consumed. I'm going back to First Lady Carol. Hallelujah, dead Thursday. Hallelujah, I don't know where they at, but I'm on my assignment. See, when God, when Jesus cracked the sky, when the trumpet is sound, I want to be found working. I want to be found doing God's will. I'm on my assignment. I don't know what yours is, but at the 1 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday, my assignment is to be on Blog Talk Radio, and on Sunday morning, 30 minutes of prayer, that's my assignment. And on Saturday morning, my girlfriend host, Deova came at 5 in the morning, California time, and I just make the sacrifice to get up with her because she's in training. Hallelujah, that's my assignment. What is yours? Now, after that, I'm free to do whatever I want to do. Hey, because I have already made, I've already made the Lord, hallelujah, know that I am fulfilling this assignment. And you're not going to take me off. Hallelujah. Nobody's on here but me and the Lord. That's all right. Hallelujah. Because with me and the Lord, we're more than anything else and anybody else. As long as I have him on my side, hallelujah, I got victory. Hey, the battle has already been won. Hallelujah. I don't fear nothing. Amen, amen. First Lady Carol, God, I bless you today.
God bless you, woman of God. Truly, I just thank God for this lesson on today, love, because that's what the Bible says in the last days, that the love of many shall wax cold. And I just thank God that no matter what, I pray that the Lord keep his love abiding in me and did not let Carol rise, because that's what time it is. And as you were saying, all I want to do is to be found worthy of the vocation that God called me in to be. I want his love to shine and for me to never change in people's eyes. You know, as long as they see me, I never change. They're going, oh, she's this way and she's that way and she wish was she didn't. No, no, no. When you see me, you see the God in me. Praise the Lord. You know, and I thank God for that, because that has been a testimony down through many years. People have always said, I have not changed. You know, the love I've shown men is still the same. You know, and a person that loves is a friend in need, is a friend indeed. And you can, and like I said, me and Sister Bernard, we don't talk every day, all day, but if she needs me, I'm going to be to her rescue. Glory to God. Because that's what love is. And love will go through the boundaries for someone. You know, and I just thank God for the love of God he has placed inside of me. Truly, even though being given away at a baby at a month old and being raised by strangers, but God placed me in a home with love. You know, and that woman took me to church. Her husband wasn't saved, but she took me to church. She didn't leave me alone. She didn't let nobody take care of me nowhere. Where she was, I was. And she was like, there's no place in too holy where if I can't go, if you can't go. And if and she just let me know, wherever I am, then you're going to be also. You know, and I thank God for that, because that's the way I was with my children. Like you said, you're going to be beyond death and hell for your children. Glory to God. You know, and I just went through a thing with my daughter. You know, now she's in a drug habit, but I had to get down to the tough love, but it was killing me. Glory to God, nothing to enter my home. Oh, I tell you, it was hurting me so in my spirit, but I could not let her be scot-free and just do that drug. I could not do it. Now the Lord has opened up the door for the prayer of the saints. She's in a Bible-based rehab as of last night.
Lord, have mercy.
And she has to be in there for a whole year, and she was willing to go. I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. You know, because the Lord kept saying, you got to step out the way and let me do it. Because every time I go in and grab, okay, come on and stay with me. And then she robbed me blind and doing all kind of damn little stuff in the house when I'm away. But I'm like, oh, I can't do it this time, Lord. I can't do it. You got to help me. And he did just that. He did just that. You know, and I thank God for the love of God. I tell you, because we can go after people don't understand. Just because we're Christian, we just covered under the blood. We can go after like anybody else can. We can cuss anybody else out, get upside their head if we want to. Ain't nothing stopping us but the love
thank
of God. Hallelujah. It's the love of God. Our sinful nature is still in his flesh. If we don't keep it under the
if we don't keep it under subjection, Carol will rise. Sister Bernard will rise. And anybody else on this line, your nephew man going to rise up. Because the Bible says we fight not against flesh and we fight against flesh. Not I mean principalities, spiritual things, not the flesh and the blood. We have to fight against our flesh with the spirit of the flesh. Because if you kill my body, if I was to came back to alive, that sinful nature will still be up in there. But the love of God, the blood of Jesus, is what changes us. And I thank God that I can love beyond what someone has done to me. I can love. It ain't saying it's gonna hurt. We ain't robots. Hello. We ain't robots, but it's the love of God that holds us and look out for you. We were in a women's meeting, and I'm going to let go. We were in a women's meeting, and we had to pick different words. And they said, pick up, and I picked a word, and it said me. And I said, Lord, what about me? Me, me. But then it hit me. When I see me, I see you. Because whatever, I don't feel good unless I'm doing something for somebody, unless I'm helping somebody, unless I'm praying with somebody, unless I'm telling somebody about the Lord. That's me. That's me. So when I see me, I see you. I see the needs of my sister and brother. I see you. It's not just me. I told them what I was about, but it's not about me. It's what I see that I do. And, you know, another thing, Dr. Beth, that he did not give me a selfish spirit just for myself, but he gave it to me for others. From what I came through, glory to God, is giving away and never receiving love. I have so much love to give. And a lot of times you be hurt because you give and then you close up in your own little bubble because you don't want to be hurt no more. Because you put your heart out there and people just run over, destroy it, and you be saying, all I want to do is show you love. All I want to do is show you love. And you treat me like this. You know, I give you all. I gave clothes out of my closet that I wore to women, and then they turned their back on me and thought they were better than me. And I said, Lord, what is it? You know, and all I want to do was show you love. Be real, to be real. And that's why I thank God for you, Sister Bernard, Evangelist, because you are a real woman of God. You show real love. And I thank God because my spirit, you know, our spirit's connected. But yet, you know, I have that little, like, I got to stay back because I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to get in the circle and get smashed. But you have never wounded me. I thank God for that because you are a real woman of God. You show real love and you are what you are. Yeah, and I thank God for that. You don't big bite and nothing. What you stand for and you just stand flat footed and say it. Yes, and that's what we all need to be. Stand flat footed and say, yes, I said it and I'm not taking the word back, but I'm doing it in love. Glory to God. But God bless you, woman of God, and I thank God for this because it's time to show real love. And not real just fake love. Real love. I don't have to be jealous of Sister Bernard. Lord, because she's a beautiful woman. She got a beautiful ministry. And people just flock to her. I don't have to be jealous of her. Learn her trait. Learn her trait. Learn how. Ask her, how do you embrace people so like this? That's what we're supposed to learn from one another, glean from one another, so we can be perfected in our walk. That's what this walk is all about. The more we glean to God and get the attributes of God, the more we prosper, the more we bloom, the more we blossom. Yes, and people can see off of our life, off of our love. And you'll be wondering, why are people clinging to me? Why are people always coming up to me telling me their problems? Because they see the light of God. They see life. Glory to God. And see, and that's where the virtue came out of Jesus when the woman with the issue of blood. We got issues. We all got some issues. But when you look at his garment, the issue came out of his body, and then the disciples run and say, he said, who touched me? And the disciples go, what's the matter? Who touched you? Now, they've been with him all this time. She and sons and mothers still not knowing, understanding where the love came from. And he said, someone touched me. Say, all these people pushing against you, Lord. They acting like he got, what is wrong with you? All these people pushing up on you. And then God got stern with him. Jesus got stern. He said, because I felt the virtue leave my body.
Thank you.
I felt the face, the love of this woman pulling out to me, pulling out the life.
All right.
I felt it leave my body. And that's what the love, when we reach out to this dying world, that virtue, that love, that compassion, the attributes that come even beneath that, what we're loving on, loving the hurt away. loving the pain away, loving them to bring them into another knowledge of where they can understand what's happening to them. That's love. That's how we do it. When you take on another person's burden and their trial, you get married with them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The devil is going to start slapping you upside the head and say, oh, you're going to take it on too? Or you're going to get up under this one and say, bear one another's burdens.
Amen.
When that's love, if I'm in poverty, I ain't got no food, I ain't got no, I can't pay my rent, I can't pay this, and the love of someone coming in and say, I'm going to help you.
Yes,
I understand what you're going through. My love, man, I'm going to help you. Whatever I can do.
That's
love. You're taking on that burden. That's love. Some people say,
Amen.
Oh, I ain't got enough of me, myself, and nobody else. That ain't love.
Amen.
You know, love is gonna pull some agony out of something.
Yes,
it's gonna tighten up the rope to let loose.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Love you. Thank you.
Amen. I just love you too, Lady Carol. I tell you, God is the one. God just was, as you said that, this past weekend, Patriot Greg, we were in our True Fellowship conference. And you know, I do all of this stuff, but I like to just be in the background and give other people a chance. I could have emceed and facilitated, but I preferred my sister, which was Evangelist Brucella, and Lady Carol was our psalmist. Now, let's just look at this thing. You know, I can't sing. I can make some melody in my heart to the Lord, but I don't have the voice to sing like Lady Carol. So why would I embarrass myself and embarrass the Lord trying to do something that I know I don't have the ability, I don't have the gift? And that's what it's about, people of God. God gives us according to our several abilities. I don't have the eloquent voice to do all of this announcement. Oh, but I could, guess what? Whatever word the Lord give me, I'm going to expound on it. Now, I can't hum like Paul Morgan, and I can't be so eloquent and have every verb and noun all together like Evangelist Brucella. Ah, hallelujah. But when the anointing come up on me, hey, glory, it's in my DNA. We have preachers and teachers in my DNA. And this is not something I desire to do. I love coordinating. I love ministry. I don't care what form of ministry it is. I love working for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Whatever I got to do, that God's kingdom will be glorified. I'm willing to do that. I don't mind. I don't have to be on the marquee. And this was our second annual conference, and I've never spoke in one of those conferences. I always have other speakers to speak, but next year the Lord might do something else. I speak every day. If I wanted to speak every day on this broadcast, the Lord blessed me with this opportunity. But when he blessed me with it, he was specific. He said, now this is a platform for other people to come on and preach and teach the gospel. This is not just for you, Adrian. Do you understand me? And I said, yes, Lord, I hear you. And guess what? We have had apostles. We have had prophets. We have had prophetess, evangelists, ministers, hallelujah, sisters and brothers in the Christ that God haven't even called to preach or to teach. They have come on this line and have started and have expounded and have preached. Is that taking anything away from me? No, that's what the Lord set it up for. We have been on Blog Talk Radio, Patriot Greg. This past Sunday was a year. We have been on Blog Talk Radio, and I've only been absent two or three times because of death in my family and going to visit my son down in Louisiana in prison. But Monday through Friday, this is my assignment for this season. Now, I don't know what the next season is going to bring. I don't know that, but we want to invite you all on a 21-day fast. on January the 7th, we're going on a 21-day fast, and we're going to give you some particulars. And if you want to join in with us on this 21-day fast, come on in. Ha! Hallelujah. The table is ready. And all we have to do is make a commitment. We saw God done. We saw God move this year, and God ain't through. 2013 is going to bring some unusual things to a lot of people's lives, but those that are rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, fear not, say the Lord. Ah, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, because God is going to do some mighty things this upcoming year for his people, but we don't have to wait to 2013. Today is 12/13/2012. If you have not done anything that you promised the Lord that you would do, guess what? I am admonishing you to repent. I'm asking you to have a little conversation with God. Have a little talk with him and let him know, Lord, I didn't do everything that I promised, but if you give me another chance, Lord, I'm going to make sure that everything that I promised to do this year and I didn't get it done, that's going to be at the top of my list. Hallelujah. All God wants you to do is have a little talk with him. He don't want you to tell your friends, because you didn't make the commitment to your friends. You made a commitment to God, and you say, Lord, if you do thus and thus, I'll do thus and thus. But you have not honored your commitment. So repent and ask God to forgive you and start all over. Wipe the slate clean. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, I will do your will. I will do your will. God gave me another opportunity after that accident. After, it wasn't an accident, it was an incident, because I came out not without a scratch. My car didn't have a scratch or a dent on it when my car hydroplaned last month on November the 9th. And when God gave me, he could have killed me right there. Hallelujah. But the angels of the Lord was encamped round about me. And the Lord spoke to me, said, I ain't through with you yet. Hey, glory. And when I came out of that car, after that car finished spinning, and after it went over the embankment, Patriot Greg, I promised the Lord right then. I said, Lord, I'm going to do more this year. Hallelujah. You saved me. You spared my life. And do you think I got time to go on the broadcast and throw off and be angry and mad with folks? No, I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus, because I know what he's done for me. And the same thing he's done for me, he can do it for you. All you got to do is commit your way to the Lord. Amen. I bless him today. Hey, glory to God. I thank him, hallelujah, for he's a good God. He's a God that never forgets. People will forget about what you do. Folks will forget about what you made sacrifices for. Hallelujah, they'll forget you. But Jesus said, I'll remember when others forget. He said, I don't slumber, neither do I sleep. Hallelujah, my ears is always attentive to those that love me. He said, I'll come to your rescue. You. Hallelujah. He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord said, I'll lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. He said, when they come upon you, he said, he'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. When you give your tithes, when you give your offerings, God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Hallelujah. I'm telling you about love today. Jesus, hallelujah, he showed us the perfect love. He was the perfect example. Hallelujah. I got to love you, Sister Stacy. In spite of you saying something ugly that I don't like, I still got to love you. I got to have a little talk with you, though. All I got to do is call you and say, Sister Stacy, I didn't like the way you talked to me today. I think you was a little hard on me. I think you was a little cruel. You were a little harsh. Hallelujah, and you offended me. And Sister Stacy said, well, I didn't mean to. Hallelujah, but I felt the same way. Hallelujah, I feel like you offended me. And I'll say, forgive me, Sister Stacy. And Sister Stacy, for God, forgive you, and please forgive me. Hey, shake hands like sisters in Christ, and move on. Don't get back on the next day with the same old junk, the same old garbage. God ain't pleased with that. Souls are out here dying. I got a family that needs to be saved. I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, 2 great-grandsons. They ain't nothing but little babies, but I'm looking for God to save them. Hallelujah. You know, when you waste your energy on all this trivia mess, do you know the devil just sitting on the sideline laughing? Evangelist Brookfeller, he laughing at us. Hallelujah. We got to stop this garbage. We got to stop this mess. The Bible says if we bite and devour one another, be careful lest we all be consumed. Do we all want to die? Huh? Do we all want to go to hell? What are we living for? Huh? If you're going to serve the Lord with gladness. Don't serve him with no animosity. Don't serve him with no envy and strife in your heart against your sister and brother. Oh, I bless you today. I'm going to stop. Evangelist Ruth Tiller, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll say the same thing to you. I'm telling you, you can go right ahead. This has been beautiful. I've enjoyed Lady Carol Stafford. And now you could have just kept right on going. I'm right in there with you.
I done went all day, Evangelist Ruth Tiller. You were laying
it
on.
I know, but I'm tired. You could have went right. I'm telling you, I'm in total agreement. I was thinking, Carol's really said something. The lady of Carol, a staffer, said something when she mentioned about that woman with the issue of blood, because we all do. Not saying that pinning out each and every one, but there are those that do have issues. There are people that are in the body. We're talking about the body of Christ. I ain't talking about the world. It don't start with the word. It starts with the body of Christ.
Evangelist Rosilla, before you go forward, I want to just read to you what Patriot Greg chatted in the chat room. He said there is more persecution, and I keep saying that because the man of God is right. There is more persecution of Christians by Christians than by the secular world.
Amen. That's where I was heading, to the body of Christ. I'm heading. There's so much of that going on. Issues, all kind of. The woman she mentioned, Lady Carol mentioned about the woman with the issue, but she came seeking. She sought him out. She took risks. She went where she took risks. She wasn't. When you are sick, or if you were on your you was on your cycle, you was dirty, you was not clean, you wasn't supposed to be out in the public. This woman went, pressed her way all the way, taking a risk of anything could have happened to her. Pressing her way for God, pressing her way to the Lord, because she wanted to be healed. She got tired of it. She was fed up with her, with the whole issue that she had. And she saw out her way. It said that she pressed in the crowd, through the crowd, for the touch, just to touch the hem of it. She didn't want to grab all over the Lord. No. She just wanted a touch of the hem of his garment. And God and the Lord felt that. If the body of Christ would do that, go out of their way. If they can get sick of their own self and their own mess, their own mess in the flesh, and get sick of themselves enough where they can press in and seek out the Lord. They can be healed. You can be healed. That woman was healed right then and there. All because that she went out. She saw him in faith. Yes, she did. She saw him out in faith. God felt the virtue leave from him because of her faith. Her going forward, pressing in with the faith that she had, she was healed. And if the body of Christ would put all this stuff with all these issues, I was thinking of that. That really imprinted upon my heart as Lady Alex was going forward. And if the body could do that, put all of these different things over, because you're not going to enter into the gate. Some of us thinking that we're going to just press on in there anyway. with all of this stuff and junk.
Yep.
No, you're not going nowhere. You're going somewhere, but it ain't in the gates of heaven. Because God ain't allowing nothing. He said, no, he said, all the filthy people, if they're going to still be filthy, let them still be filthy. If they decide that they do not want to take heed and repent, that's what the world needs to do today, is to repent. Then we could be. There is so much persecution among the church today, and it is not the world that's doing it. It's the people in the body.
Lord,
the body has got so many hang-ups. As I always say, Jesus died on the cross. He was hung up. The Lord was hung up for our hang-ups. Some of us still have those same issues and hang-ups. We are still hung up on our hang-ups. The body of Christ is in a serious, serious state, and if we don't hurry up and get and take heed and heed to the line, we're going to be lost. But brotherly love, but that brotherly love, it must continue. We should continue. But you know, when we don't forgive and we're harboring unforgiveness, you're not going there. Unforgiveness is the whole key when it comes to your healing. Unforgiveness is the most prominent. It's a priority key. That is the master key of forgiveness. James and the 5th chapter talks about that. Confessing your faults one to another so that you may be healed. You will not be healed if you don't get it right. If you don't, Galatians 6:1, brethren, it talks about, if your brother be overtaken in a fault, we with your spiritual resources, it's all through the Bible of forgiveness.
Amen.
When you don't forgive, the tormentors are released upon you. And you are tortured day and night. You are tormented until you let that thing go. That's the word.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you so much, my dear sister, and I appreciate you. I love you, and I thank God for you, and I hope you did receive my message, because I said a little bit about that, how much I thank God for your being the holy woman of God that you are. Bless you, and everyone
so
that is on the
line. Oh, all the glory to the Lord. Oh, and all to God. We're going to go back to Sister Stacy and for her final comment. And we just thank the Lord. I don't know if this is your first time, Sister Stacy, joining us. But if it is, we greet you with the love of God. And we want you to know you are welcome to come on this line. Do you preach or teach?
No, I'm a student.
Praise the Lord. No, you're not a preacher or a teacher.
No.
or maybe you just haven't accepted that calling.
That could be.
You know, we all are ministers. We may just not be called to minister in the word, teaching and preaching, but we all are ministers, Sister Stacy.
Right, that's right.
Amen. Well, we invite you to come on the line. Certainly, we are here Monday through Friday, and we're on Saturday morning at 5 o'clock a.m. I know that's a little early California time, but my girlfriend lives in Apex, North Carolina, and she hosts a segment on Saturday, and it's about testimonies, and it's called They Overcame. And I tell you, she has been having so many people come on that line with miraculous testimonies. You know, nobody could have delivered them but God. So make a sacrifice on Saturday morning. I know it's early for us, but after she's only on about 60 minutes, and then you can go back to some tea. Amen. So, Sister Stacy, we're going to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, you will.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So did you have anything else to say, Sister Stacy?
No, I'm just, I say amen to everything that y'all said. But, you know, what I do, people who are just insane, they say people need to watch out, because when people who are just getting saved come into the church and looking for guidance and is looking for acceptance and stuff, and they're pushed away by the attitude, like what y'all were discussing, they're pushed away by the believer's mess. And you know, they get confused, because I know that pushed me away when I first came and said, okay, what's going on? But then I had to learn to pray. I had to learn to press through, but it's like people need the church.
Yeah.
The world needs the church. It's like a needle in a haystack, the church is, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the world, they need the church. And so when people come in, we have to be ready. We have to, like you was talking about, we have to clean up our own mess so we can help somebody else, you
yeah.
know. Especially those new people coming. Especially those new
Come
people
on.
Coming. You know how to repent, and you know how to, you know, get deliverance and everything. But this new person don't know. They don't know,
right.
you know, and they look. They need to know, but you know, but you play it around with what you know. You
right.
know, which is a gift from God. It's a gift. Our salvation is a gift. And,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we playing around with it. And somebody out there really want to know what we know. You
uh-huh.
know? And it's you know, people, you know, instead of getting mad, pray for somebody.
Uh-huh.
If you're too mad to pray for that person, you know, pray for somebody else that you know need prayer. You know, get smiled up, but we have to get a smile off that foolishness. It's for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's for nothing. You ain't going to get nothing from it. And then you're still going to have to go back and repent about it.
Mm.
So yes,
well, that is so true,
Stacey.
We really have to be mindful, and you definitely don't want a new saint to be turned around because of something ugly that they see in us. We are to be the light, and we have to let that light shine no matter what. You know, we can't be hypocrites. We can't smile at you and then when you turn your back, put a bag in your back. That's not the love of God. And people are, even the people that are searching, like you said, Sister Stacey, searching it. They're seeking for, they're looking for guidance. They're looking for love. They're looking for instructions and directions. And when they see the ugliness in us, that just turned them off, and people can discern. You know, God has given gifts to people that haven't even accepted Him as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, you have people that can discern. They can pick up a foul spirit. You ain't got to say nothing. They look at your expressions and your body language. It tells it all. So let's be real, people. Love requires sacrifice. So we thank God for First Lady Cal joining us today, and also Evangelist Lucilla. I saw Evangelist Kinnaman a little bit earlier. She signed off before we had a chance to open up the lines for comments. Thank God for Patriot Greg being with us in the chat room. Patriot Greg, please email me at newdestiny54@yahoo.com. I want to send you a certificate of appreciation. And we're doing that for all of our listeners and those that tune into this broadcast and have been doing so for the past year. We just want to send you a small certificate of appreciation and let you know how very much we appreciate you. We know you can be doing something else at this hour. So we thank God for you. We're going to ask Sister Stacey to give us a dismissal prayer, and then we're going to close out with Dear God by Smokey Norpool. Could you close us out with prayer, Sister Stacey?
Ma'am, I sure can. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your correction. We thank you for Jesus Christ and redemption, Lord God. We ask that you give us a clean heart so that we won't continue to make a mess of the gifts of love that you gave us, and that we can be the light in the world, a light in darkness, Lord. We ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen, amen. We'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard time. Now, I don't know who will be hosting on tomorrow. I might can be on for a few minutes, but I want you all to keep in prayer Dr. Burford. We will be at the funeralizing his nephew on tomorrow. So it starts at 11 o'clock a.m., so we'll be there tomorrow. But somebody will be on this line hosting a time of reflection. So just tune in. You may hear my voice or you may hear someone else's voices on tomorrow, but we will be on the line. We don't take no breaks. We don't cancel no show. We don't postpone no show. We're on the line, so somebody will be here ministering the word of God on tomorrow. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful and great day. In Jesus' name, let this song minister to your heart. Dear God, by Smokey Norfolk. God bless you.
Feels so good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life. For every victory in you I've seen, oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me, yeah. Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Whoa, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So, for my victory in you I've seen, hey, of me. So I thank you Jesus for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it, yeah, yeah, Lord, so I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through, thank you for. Time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.